Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Beis Tfila, Tovshin Ein Vav. As part of our topical halacha series, I would like to discuss together the mitzvah of Dikas Chometz. I would like to know, do we do Dikas Chometz properly, or do we blow it? The proper way of Dikas Chometz is all our basar boikim as a chometz lo aner. On the 14th of Nisan, you're supposed to check for the chometz lo aner. What happens is, basically, our wives have been very busy, and they've been cleaning the house of any chashash dust. And it's basically all clean. There's no chametz left. But it wasn't done on the 14th. It's been done for a few weeks already. It wasn't done lo aner. It wasn't done at night. So I'd like to clarify together. Did we lose the mitzvah? Have we done it prematurely? Perhaps we have to do it again. Do we really have to properly check the whole house again, even though it's spotless? Or is it alright what we do? This I would like to investigate together. Before that, I want to speak about another very important topic. What are we looking for in Dikas Chometz? What is Dikas Chometz all about? Are we looking for loaves of bread? Or are we looking for crumbs? What is the chiyuv? What are we checking for? Does it have to be only, is it only zeisim, which is the shir of chometz? A person's over on the lav of Bari Roy, Bari Motze, if he has a Zeis of Chometz? Is that what we're looking for? Or are we looking for even less than a Zeis of Chometz? Even a crumb? This is a major question. Because if indeed we're only looking for Zeisim, it's a different world. Because Chometz doesn't have to be so thorough. If we're looking for crumbs, we have to work harder. So I'd like to clarify together, what is the chiyuv? What is Chazal? What are we supposed to be looking for? Does anyone know? Can anyone answer the question? Yes? Not looking for crumbs?
Is it talking about the deco, or are we talking about like in the kitchen or something?
Oh, very good. I'm asking to your question. Let's in the house.
Either your bedroom.
Yeah.
You're not looking for crumbs.
What am I looking for?
Either a kazayim.
Yeah.
Or something which is smaller, but it's like something which is reasonably edible, like cherries or something. Like cherries is not, but it's technically edible, unless it's like properly cooked up. So that someone could eat that. But not.
How do you know what you're saying? Are you sure?
Smart.
I mean. Okay. How did the Svarim know? Can I make a bracha? If I know the only chometz I have in my house are half zeitzim. That's what I have in my house. There are no zeitzim of chometz in my house. Can I make a bracha on Bdikas Chometz or not? So let's see. We're going to find it's a major machlekes, Rishonim, Achronim, with tremendous halacha l'maaseh applications. Meaning, Even these, there's no chiyuv dika for less than a kazayis. I could be sitting in the room where I have a half a pretzel here and a soup nut over there in front of my eyes. Less than kazayis, forget it. Or no? Gotta burn everything out. So let's see. The Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Beis Halachot Zayin, says the Rambam, if there's a chetzi zayis in the house, and the chetzi zayis ba'aliyah, I know I have a half a kazayis of chametz in the house, my ground floor. I have a half a kazayis of chametz in my upper floor. Says the Rambam, hoyil ve'elu chatzei zeisim dvukin baksolim. Since we're discussing this chomet is stuck to the wall, einu chayav levaya. You don't have to destroy it. You can leave it as it is. Ela mevatel b'libay v'dayo. Just do a bittul. Says the Rosh in Pesachim Perakimol Halacha Beis, brings the Rambam and says lav dafka tvukim elo olcha de milsa nokat. Doesn't have to be chometz that's stuck to the wall. Just olcha de milsa, that's the normal way it is, that this type of chometz is stuck. So what does the Rosh hold? So the Rosh is telling us, if you have a half a kazayis lying around, leave it. Don't have to destroy it. You can leave it there. The Rosh is learning. He's doichek in the Rambam that way. He's that dvukim is lav dafka. The Kesef Mishnah, the name of the Maggid Mishnah, they argue and say no, dvukim is dafka. Only if it's stuck to the wall. It's stuck, it's a bottle, but not if it's lying around. In the Nagos HaRamach, over there, on the Rambam, he argues, we're going to see from him a big heter. And it's based on the Gemara and Daf Vov. The Gemara says over there, even after you've done your bdikas chometz, you still have to do bittul. Says the Gemara, what for? Why should I do bittul? I've done my bdika. Why? If it's for the pirurim, the crumbs, less than a kazayis, if that's, which obviously I probably missed them during my bdika, for that I need to do bittul. Why? It's bottle. It's bottle by itself. Bittul means you say I'm relating to the chometz as if it's dust. Ka'afadara. Crumbs are dust. It's bottle nimela by itself. So you see that pirurin, crumbs, a bottle. So why did the Rambam say Dovuk? Says the Ramach, there's a difference between dough and bread. Dough you could use to make other dough into chometz. If you want your other dough to rise, you allow the dough to turn sour. Then it has koach hachimutz. There's a chashivus, there's a use to dough less than a kazayis. Won't make you satisfied. You could use it to ferment, to make other doughs rise. There's a chashivus to dough. Therefore, even less than a kazayis is important and needs bittul, unless it's stuck to the wall. But pirure pas. But dry crumbs, they're not choshuv, they're bottle mimela. And therefore, you don't have to destroy it. So what are we seeing in the meantime? The Rosh holds even dough, less than a gazayis, dvukim lavdafka, you don't have to destroy it. Even the Ramah who argues, he's only arguing in the world of dough, but birurim, birurim pas, he says, don't have to. In the Shul Digi Boirim, in Psochim, he brings the machlekas, he brings, from the Tosis reed, he also says, in the Bais, you only have to destroy dough. Of a pure and plus, einon yachshavim l'klu. Shum davar, forget it. Don't worry about it. Vani oimer. Even pirurim should pass, mevarim oisom keshem nirim na'ayim. If you can see them, you need to destroy them. Ritva also brings the machlekas. The Ritva brings yesh beilim, who will be worried about the crumbs. They'll bring town of Golim, they'll bring chickens to eat, to eat the crumbs off the floor, because they were concerned there's still pirurim on the floor. He says, no, don't worry about it. It's loy chashiv u'pteili. It's not chashuv. The pri chadosh in Siman Tov Mem Daled, he brings the Gemara, the Pirurim, you don't have to be Mevatel, because no Choshuv, and he says clearly, Vafilu Roi Oysom, Ein Tzoch Levayer. Even you see a soup nut over here, you see a pretzel over there, if it's Esen Gazayit, Ein Tzoch Levayer. You don't have to destroy it, you can leave it right there. He quotes the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen is disgusting. They found a town ago, a chicken with inside there was a kernel of wheat. So it's chometz, it's cooked. Says the Trumas Hadeshen, you don't have to destroy the chita. That kernel of wheat, you don't have to destroy it because it's less than a kazayis. Who cares? The chicken you can't eat, but you don't have to destroy the kernel, because less than a kazayis. Likewise, the gro in Shulchan Aruch Tof Mem Dalet Tifu Dalev also quotes the Gemara that says pirurim lo ibtele, pirurim less than kazayis, a bottle that you don't have to check, you don't have to destroy it. But the Chaya Odom says, look, Chazal required us to check in Chayrim Vizdokim. We're supposed to check in the nooks and crevices. What do you think is inside these crevices? Less than a kazayis. And Chazal still obligated us to check. And therefore, since the concern is you might come and eat it, even less than a kazayis, you might come and eat. Therefore, you have to check for them as well. The Chazon Ish says, you got the whole Gemara wrong. The Gemara that says that pirurim, less than kazayis, a bottle, you misunderstanding the Gemara. The Gemara is discussing bitul. It's once you've done your bikur already, you have stuff you probably missed. That stuff, you don't have to do bitul for the pirurim, because it's bottle. You do bitul for, you may find a nice piece of, a nice chunk. But doesn't say you're part of him checking for it. The Gemara is discussing once you checked already, so now you still should do bitul. It doesn't say in the Gemara that pirurim less than kazayis you're part of him checking for. It's not what the Gemara says. Fine. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? The Mishnah Berurah in Tov Mem Beis Sikot Lamed Gimel discussing dough. You have a kneading pot where you knead the dough, and there's pieces of dough stuck on the in the bowl. Says the Shulchan Aruch over there that that the problem having the bowl, keeping it, because the amount of dough inside is the amount of a kezayis. The Shulchan Aruch says the only problem you have, you should give it a goy, or is because there's a kezayis inside, implying less than a kezayis wouldn't be a problem. Even I see it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, yes, that less than a kezayis you don't have to destroy. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, achein yesh machlekes ben apriskim bezeh. The das habe priskim tafilu pochis mekezayis orbiu. Indeed, that's das of Shulchan Aruch. Less than kezayis, you can leave it there. But he continues that many poskim argue and say even less than a kezayis, you do have to destroy. Mishbur adds in, but if it's a bit dirty, if the less than a kezayis is a bit dirty, then you don't have to destroy it according to everyone. So Rabbeisai, I ask myself, what is the din? Do I really have to check for less than a kezayis? So if it's dough, where you place him hold, you do have to check. We saw dough is more severe, it's more chomer. Dough, you could use, dough can get stuck together, it can build up. Dough, you could use to make, to be mechametz, other isais. But in our houses, we don't have dough lying around. There's no dough in the rooms. We have crumbs, we have soup nuts, pretzels, wafers. That's what we have lying around. So do we have to destroy them? I don't see a clear achra. According to Chazon Ish, yes. According to Pri Chodesh, no. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't speak about crumbs. Yes? Okay.
We don't, I think maybe we see this change in the culture. We don't consider crumbs. I wouldn't think anybody in this room would need a crumb that they have on the bed because it's mixed with dust. Now, is that enough to say that it's not?
You're saying it's more sus. You're adopting the other head of most. If it's bit dirty, it's like bit dirty.
Yeah, maybe crumbs on your kitchen counter, maybe. But if you're talking about like searching under your bed for crumbs, none of us would say, oh, yeah, I'm not going to eat it.
How about your kids?
Is that the standard, though? I mean, you can't believe that they're not going to eat
it. You don't change your crumbs?
So that would the standard be based on your food?
Good question. Well, what do you say? Sorry, what? But he wouldn't eat it. He wouldn't. Maybe they'd put it in the mouth, but he wouldn't go ahead and eat. Things are really unedible. I thought they would spit it out. But a nice wafer, chocolate wafer, they would eat. Even though it was under the bed. Fine. So the chura is a very important topic. What are we looking for? Afapike. So, you can't go home. I heard the shir. Nachlekes. Sofet Rabbonon, besides dough, we make all. Your wife is not going to buy into this. Forget it. I'll tell you, go back to the Beis Medrash and make sure, and I'm cleaning everything. No chametz left. Why? Because when it comes to Pesach, there's the halacha world and there's the minhag Yisrael. In the Shulchan Aruch Daf Mem Beis Sivav, says the Shulchan Aruch, no gula garer haksolim. The minhag is to scrape the walls, vakisois, and the chairs shenoga ben chometz. Minhag Yisrael is to scrape the walls wherever there's the chometz area. Scrape the walls. That's why people paint in Erev Pesach. Ve'yesh lema mashi yismachu, and they have what to rely on. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Means don't poke fun at them. This is called chometz. Come on, the walls is chometz. Don't make fun of them, because yesh lezeh smach min Yerushalmi. It says in Yerushalmi, "Hatach beisoy botzek chayev levayer." A person who, instead of using plaster, he smeared his house with chometz, chayev levayer. So it's a smach, even if it's not edible. So therefore, that's a smach that they scrape the walls. Says the Shaar Tzion. But even though it's not really a good raya, it's not the same. The Yerushalmi is disgusting chometz mamish. It's not edible, but it's real chometz. No, you take that off. That's understandable. But what are we doing? We're scraping the walls. You think there's chometz over there? It's dirt. There's chometz in the wall. It says Mishnah Berurah, Va'inyan Tisrael Gdoishim Hein. So beyond the realm of halacha comes a minag, and the minag is to get all chometz out. So I ask you, do we have to check for all chometz? And I still am not sure. It still ain't a doime. Why is that the case? Because true, we found the Shulchan Aruch tells us the minag is to scrape all chametz off. But it's not a raya. I need to look for it. Correct. When I find my soup nuts, which we find every year, soup nuts, the most dangerous chametz, that you find them everywhere, they don't disintegrate. They stay fresh, they keep their color forever. You find them 3 years later, it still looks fresh. So, correct. When I find my soup nuts, and I ask myself, should I be machmir as the Chazon Ish, Chaya Odom, or should I be lenient at the Pri Chodosh? You ask your wife, tell me, honey, what do you think I should do with the chometz and soup nut I found? Say, you are nuts. That's a soup nut, but you're nuts. Of course you get it. Of course you have to destroy it. And she's right, because minhag Yisrael is even vashu. We scrape the walls. Correct. But if I don't know there's a soup nut, how do I know I'm going to look for the perhaps soup nut? I don't see from the Shulchan Aruch. You see? When I find the particle of chometz, the minagis, whatever, is to get it out, destroy it. But if I don't know it's there, do I have to look for it? Right there? I don't see from the Shulchan Aruch, it's not arrived for me. Yes? Minagis, so I can't tell you. Minhag Yisrael. So, I saw in the Sefer called Shavuos Yitzchak, and Baruch Hashem, he was margish in my Shaila. There's no right for that Shulchan Aruch. But bring to my Yoshiv that Minhag Yisrael is the check for even Chometz Mashu. That became Minhag Yisrael. How do you know? Ask your wife. I'll see why. Should I only check for Zaysim or even less than Zaysim? You better check for everything. A younger man, Avich, told me he has a grandmother, a widow, she's very old, and every year one of the grandchildren comes and does Dichas Chometz. So 1 year was his turn, and he came and he did Dichas Chometz Kedin. It took him quarter of an hour. He's never been invited back to the Dichas Chometz. The grandmother won't have him anymore for Dichas Chometz, because she knows it takes a long time, takes an hour. Well, who is this, my grandson, doing it for a quarter of an hour? Mazel, it's not Dichas Chometz. Don't come back. Minhag Yisrael is to do everything. But still, it's enough given a person, especially for time, you should know what's the Ikar Din. So just summarizing what we learned in this part of the Shir, according to many Poskim, there is a chiyuv to check for lesser kazayis. According to many Poskim, or some at least, Rishonim, there's no chiyuv to check for lesser kazayis. Pri Chodesh says you can leave it right there. That's how the Gro holds. But Minhag Yisrael is to get all the chometz off. It's Minhag Yisrael. Don't focus. Can't be that you're starting Tichas Chometz and looking for those tiny soup nuts for this, and then you miss. You're so tired, you collapse, and you miss the whole room. You miss the kitchen, and then the whole zaysim over there. So for sure, when you do Tichas Chometz, you have to be aware, where could the zaysim be? Fine. Now to our second point. So we discussed, what are we checking for? The question is, how do we check? The Maisa, our wives are checking, are cleaning, or before you dalit, daytime, without a ner. There are some people who are careful. Some people maybe leave everything till Pesach night. Some people, they're careful. So they empty out all the drawers and they wait till night time, and then they use a nair to check. It's not convenient because the lady's cleaning, emptying out the drawer, and then what does she do? Puts everything back. When it comes to night time, you can't check anymore. The whole cupboard has been refilled, and to wait till night time, it's very difficult because you've emptied out the room. You can wait till night time to do bdika. It's not convenient. Many people are just cleaning and putting everything back. There's no or there. I found one place. We found an example. This could be big limud hetzer, limud zchus. We can clean without a ner. Here we go. The Mishnah in Nida, Nun Vav Amud Aleph, says a sheretz that's found in the Mavui. We found a dead sheretz. So we don't know who passed by, who became Tommy. It's metame lemafreya. Whoever has passed by, walked through this alleyway, becomes Tommy. How far do we go back? Atras kibud, till the last time they swept the alleyway. When we know when the alleyway was swept, there obviously was no sheretz beforehand. It would have been swept away. So from the last time the alleyway was cleaned till now, we're metamen. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? The kibbut, maybe the sheretz was inside a hole. Was bechayrin was docking. Was gumais. Kibbut, sweeping doesn't help for the gumais. So tomorrow, no, when they clean, they would check at the same time. They would clean and check at the same time. Based on this Gemara, which is more about Taharus, about looking for sherets, says the Mordechai in Psachim Simon Tov Kuf Lamed Vav. Here we learn that sweeping doesn't help for the Chayrim Vizdokim. You can't rely on sweeping for a Bdika for your Chometz, because sweeping doesn't help for the holes. And the sweeping doesn't help for the holes. Okay? That's what the Mordechai proves from that Gemara. And it's passed in Shulchan Aruch Tov Lamed Gimel Sif Yud Aleph. The person swept in the day of Yud Gimel has to redo it at night. Why? It says Mishnah Berurah Shakibud Eino Bdika Gemura, because sweeping is insufficient, because maybe there's still chametz left in the chayrim, in the gumais. Very nice. Okay, so sweeping is not good enough. In Shulchan Aruch, in Tov Lamed Gimel Sif Vav, it says over there, a chicken coop doesn't need dika. Why? We feed the chickens with chametz, because the chickens eat it up. If there's any chametz there, the chickens would have eaten it up. Very nice. Says the cold boy, brought down in Beis Yosef. But you still have to, and therefore a house with chickens, they eat up all the chametz. Says the cold boy, but you still have to sweep under the beds, because sometimes the chickens will bring chametz there. So you have to sweep under the beds. It doesn't make sense. There's two very big questions on this cold boy. Chickens don't bring chametz, they eat chametz. The kolbe says, you've got to sweep under the bed because the chickens brought the chametz there. But pun faker, we've learned the chickens eat chametz. The chametz eaters, they don't bring chametz. Question number one. Question number two. How is kibbutz going to help you? Sweeping doesn't help you because we don't, the sweeping is insufficient. Says the Morgan Avraham. Chickens eat chametz, small pieces. They have big pieces that they can't, it's too big for them to eat, that they bring under the bed. And so what? Because it's a big piece, even when you sweep it, it will, the chayrim and zdokim, the little holes are too small to contain these big chunks. And therefore in this instance, sweeping will help. And therefore, sweeping will be enough, and you don't have to check. And that's how Mishmaru paskens. Sweep under the bed. The shaila is, what do you mean, sweep? What happened to Ora Ner? Where's the Takonas Chazal? This is the first time we've been told, instructed, to sweep and you don't have to check. Sweep lechatchila. Maka, where did the Ora Ner go to? This is Takonas Chazal of Ora Ner. What happens? There's a big mitzvah over here. We're looking in the world of Lechatchila. We're told when you have chickens and maybe they brought chometz under your bed, you can sweep. You don't have to check. Just sweep. How's it going to work? Because big pieces and sweeping will help. Where's the Takonas Chazal of Ora Ner? Where did they go to? From here we learn a big yisoid, a very big yisoid, big heter. This is the name of Rav Yoshe, brought in the Shus Yitzchak. When I'm looking, I have to look with Ora Ner, Takonas Chazal. When I'm sweeping, I don't have to look. If not, I'm not cleaning through the ear. It's automatic. When I sweep, it sweeps everything up. Normally speaking, it's gumais. But in a way that I know my sweeping is good enough. So it's not a dika through the ear. If I'm looking, so I have to look with Ora Ner. Can't look by day, I have to look by night. But when I'm sweeping, it's a different sort, different category. And therefore, alechatchila can check without the nair. Where's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is if where you're sweeping, you know you're sweeping is not a good job. In the very corner, your bed, the corner, you sweep. You have to look again. You don't even know if the broom really got right in there. See, that's looking. You've got to use the oran there. Or people who have radiators in the floor. Remember, chutzarts. You have here? You have the radiator? So those radiators have pipes. Where are the radiators? By the wall. They have pipes coming up from the floor. And when you sweep there, you don't have full control. You can sweep and you need to recheck and see if you manage to get all the chomets over there. You're looking. Ah, you need the oran there. Therefore, what our wives are doing, they don't look for chomets. They're sweeping. They take the drawer, empty it all out, and they turn upside down. They don't have to look. It's a pool of it's like garth and sweeping under the bed for the tanuka. It's not a pool of looking. If they're looking for chomets, you go use oranel. The chatchila for sure. They're doing pu'ulas which are equivalent to kibud, and it works. I would like to add, if you're using a Hoover. What's a Hoover called?
Vacuum cleaner.
It's not. You don't have to look. If you have a corner, right between the bed and the corner. So if you're going to move the whole bed, you can sweep easily. Even if not, you just poke it in, or behind the radiator, poke it in. You don't have to look. Do your pu'ula, it sucks everything up. Not sure. And then see us. But this is a very big heter. The Ben Ish Chai in Parashat Tzav says that our batim are very difficult to clean because they have chayrim mizdakim, because there's no plaster between the bricks. That's why it's so difficult. But by us, in our floors, in our houses, broom, if you sweep well, it's alright. Don't have to be looking what you're doing. If you just thorough, do a thorough sweep thoroughly, therefore it's good enough. Okay, that was one heter. Another heter is the Eishel Avrom Buchach says that when you're cleaning your gloves, so you have to use oran nair. My wife told me, by the way, she found last week, she found a glove. In every finger there was a wafer inside the glove. In every finger there was a wafer inside the cupboard. Do I know who to blame? Yes. And 5-year-old kid. Very nice. So how do you check batei yadayim? People touch food, put on their gloves, there could be chomets inside. So do you have to use oran nair? Says Eish Avraham, no. Zelo shayach. It's not the sur of bdika. The way you clean a glove is not through a nair. It's not something you look at. You need to turn it inside out, just brush it off. It's ein signo in dikas a nair klau. A third heter. So therefore, clothes, things like that, it's not matim, dikas aner. It's a different surah of dikas. You don't have to use aner. That doesn't have to be done at night. You brush it off, you wash it, you put it in the washing machine. A third heter, which is a big one, is the Masham in Das Torah, Toflam at Gimel. And he says, you know what? Because we clean everything up, therefore, that's why we do a yoytzer zayim dikas chomet. Everything's clean, we cleaned everything. So therefore, on Leil Bdikas Chomets we use a nair, but it's a joke. Because everything's clean already. That's what we don't do a thorough cleaning because it's checked already. It's just to be kind The Tekanos Chazal, no, so we do Yotze Zayin because it's all clean already. I just want to finish off with the Yesod of Shlomo Zalman, then Achinami. Says of Shlomo Zalman, even if your house is clean, there's still proper Bdikas Chometz. What is the proper Bdikas Chometz? It's not to recheck, it's all clean. Your wife has completely cleaned the cupboard, taken everything out, washed everything. As long as you know it hasn't got new Chometz inside, so you come in and you check and see what has been checked, what hasn't been checked. You come in as an inspector, come into the room, Bdikas Chometz, and you look around, you open the cupboard, you see it's all clean and tidy, fresh, you know it's been cleaned, fine. You open the next cupboard and you see you see it hasn't been touched. You ask, have you done this cupboard? No, I planned to, but I got a phone call, the baby was crying, in fact I forgot. So you make sure to clean that cupboard. You come as an inspector. You don't have to recheck what's been checked, what's clean anyway. You come in and look at the room and look, make sure everything's been taken care of. And you know you'll find, you'll pick up stuff. You'll find a suitcase that they forgot to clean, and inside the suitcase you'll find chometz. The children's school bags, there you'll find real sandwiches, moldy ones, or semi-moldy. So that's what he says. Even it's not the bdikah with the ner per se, but it's coming as an inspector and making sure everything's being done. So all of Yadenu, Minag Yisrael is definitely to clean out all chametz. There isn't a concept of if you, things which don't entail re'iyah. If you turn the cupboard you turn something inside out, or you sweep well an hour floors, as long as you can take care of the corners. So that's called a chatchila type of checking. You don't need the nair. That's what's happening. Basically, what's happening? Clothes, if you wash them, mishmash adayim is also the chatchila. Because you can feel after being washed if there's any chometz left inside. You're not matim to use a nair to check the pocket. It's not the way you check a pocket. Check your pocket, you put your finger, your hand inside, and feel if there are any piece of chometz. Or turn it inside out. But you don't need to nail it. It's just going to get in your way. And if everything's clean, that's what we're not so makpid. To check for the nair again, because everything's was being clean anyway. And to Mekayim Hashem Zalman's din, of coming and inspecting, and making sure everything's being cleaned already, and finding out that anything that they've got to clean. And that you should do properly. Yisro koyach, v'zoicha, to lechol min hazvachim min hapsochim, Yerushalayim, and v'zoicha to mevayer all the chometz, and whoever zoicha mevayer all the chometz, the Shari Tshuva, the Beraita says, muftach lo yisro yechte bo yisro shana. So if it's not muftach lo, it's a zgula, we shouldn't sin. Chometz is yetzahara, v'zoicha to mevayer all the chometz, and zoicha to all the brachas. Thank you very much. We'll meet next time in the Shir in the month of Iyar. Thank you very much. So this Shabbos there'll be no Shir next week, and the week after Pesach there'll be no Shir either. Thank you very much. Kol Tov, B'chodesh.